Hello?
Well, hello, I'm Zimson.
What's your name again, please?
Zimson.
Zimson?
Zimson.
Zimson.
Yes.
Hello, Zimson.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Excellent and amazing.
Are you a euphoric?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm 300.
300 years old, so you're not young, you're not old, you're right in the middle.
I'm very young.
You're still very young?
Yeah, I'm about 9 year time.
Oh, okay. But a lot smarter than our 9-year-olds.
Yes, much smarter.
So how did you get the line? Were you just walking?
I'm walking on? Past going to a party. So I saw it and I said, hello, welcome.
What did it look like?
A blue line.
A blue line. How big was it? I'm trying to get a visual.
Oh.
Is it like a little string? Is it like a rope? Is it like a tube? A pipe? Is it as big around as you are?
Oh, it's a little bit smaller. I would say it's about 9 feet.
9 feet around?
Yeah.
And does it just go up into the sky and disappear in the distance?
No, it's about 15 feet.
Oh. So 9 by 15, so it must look like a field or something, just like a field. And what do? You step into it?
Yeah, I step into it or I touch it.
Oh, so now you can see me? You can see my energy where you're at?
I could see your energy force.
So I look like I'm sitting down to you?
No, I'm just reading your force.
What does it tell you?
That you're very humorous. You had a cold. You had a cold not too long ago.
Probably.
You were sneezing.
Yeah, I'm all better now. Would you be able to pass me off to who I came to talk to?
Who did you come to talk to?
Well, I'd like to talk to Zemke if Zemke would talk to me. Or I'd like to talk to Sobus.
Let me see if Sobus is available.
Okay, Zemke's not?
No, she's in meetings.
Oh. Those adults are always in meetings, aren't they?
Yes. Unless we call for them in advance, then they pop over.
Oh, maybe I should do that then. I'd really
Can
like
I feel
to
your energy?
Sure.
It's wet.
Yeah, I was told that the last time. The aggregate was saying how he felt he was underwater. Do you feel any of that?
I just feel wetness.
Okay. I don't know if it's from me or from him.
You feel that?
Oh, I just got some tingles on the back of my neck.
Yeah, he's coming.
Oh, thank you. Do you know how far away he is? Can you tell?
Yes, he's by school.
How far away is that?
Like a mile range marker, you mean?
Yeah.
820 of your miles.
Oh, well, you can move very fast, can't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm still getting energies, aren't I?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm feeling very tingly now. Tell me about Sobus.
He's very sweet. He's one of my best friends.
What do you do together?
We party and we talk and tell stories. We go eat. We make fun of the standees. Do you know the standees?
Yeah, I talked to one for a while. A Velzator.
Oh. She's a nice one.
Yeah, I enjoy talking with her. Who's taller, you or Sobus?
Sobus is. Sobus is by about 3 feet.
Oh, I have no concept of what you might look like.
I'm beautiful.
Do you have like a solid form or do you change all the time?
I change.
Like a field of butterflies or like do you have legs and arms? And
yes.
Two of each?
Yes.
And one head?
One head, two eyes, nose. Ears, two ears. big claws, big teeth.
Now, why is it that so many beings in that we talk to have two arms, two legs, and a head? How come that's so common? Why not some that have, like, 14 heads? And
some have three heads, some have five heads, six arms. It all depends.
It's not very common, is it?
It is common, yes. It's not as common as one-headed beings, but it's common.
So, let's say you had three heads. How would you be able to walk? Everybody would want to go a different way.
No, you're all together.
So you're like linked up together?
Yes.
I talked to, Krinstin, who's on another world. I was asking him about it, and he said, you can put your head on somebody else's body. And he says, sometimes you can have like 12 or 14 heads on your
body. Oh, yeah.
Can you see why I would think that was a little strange?
No. Why?
Well, I'm kind of used to just having one head.
But that's so limited.
Well, I get in a lot less arguments that way. what if one head wants to go to the store, the other head wants to go to the zoo, and one head wants to take a nap? They all can't do the same thing. So Soba's coming closer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking to Zabul right now.
Zabul. Yeah. I remember that name.